This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and you've reached the Saturday edition of the show.
Woohoo!
We're here live, as we always are, and of course, you can join us if you want to bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and unlike most nights, we actually are starting the show with calls already on the board.
Wow, that's great.
So we will go straight to your calls and your thoughts. But coming up, there's apparently some fear-mongering going on in New Jersey. And, Chris, you've got the story. It's about the potential legalization or maybe decrim. I'm not sure what's on the table there.
We'll get into that.
But cannabis.
Right.
And there's a new scare tactic that I gotta say. I mean, I thought I'd heard it all.
I think this one's unique.
I'd
never heard this one.
So we're gonna get into that. What it is? What are the prohibitionists saying now to try to fend off the what seems like almost inevitable legalization of cannabis at this point? Because they really are just down to the desperate. Bottom of the barrel tactics.
Right. And people want it. This is not even a bipartisan issue anymore. This is broad support across the Democrats, the Republicans, libertarians, needless to say. But people are looking for this, and it's like you say, it's inevitable. It's just a matter of time.
So we'll get into that coming up here in moments. Your calls, your thoughts, of course, certainly welcome if you want to join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. And then there's also our Discord on-air call-in line room. Where if you're in there, you're going to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So you can join our Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm. We start with Parker in Washington State. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Greetings from the Apple Capital of the World!
Well, greetings. What's on your mind tonight, Parker?
Not a whole lot. So I assume that you guys have read The Constitution of No Authority by Lysander Spooner, right?
Most of our listeners probably have not, and I don't know if I've read the whole thing, but I've definitely read some of his works.
Yeah, I've got bits and pieces of that one.
That's fine. Well, in 1870, Massachusetts lawyer Lysander Spooner wrote a pamphlet called The Constitution of No Authority. This was part six of a series of pamphlets, but he only wrote parts one, parts two, and part six. He was going to write part three, four, and five later on, but he never apparently got around to that. He spent a lot of time spelling out in detail how and why the pretended or so-called representatives, your representatives, your senators, your presidents, etc., how they cannot, will not, and do not serve anyone or represent anyone but themselves.
And how could they?
Right.
How could they represent anybody but themselves?
Right. Now, that being said, I think that it is almost certainly a high likelihood that it is against the law to represent anyone against their will and without their consent.
Is it against the law? I mean, yeah. If you're not an authorized agent for somebody and you go around pretending to do things on their behalf, yeah, I would say that's fraud.
Fraud. Yep.
Right. Now, the idea that I have, because I have I did a keyword search on forget the exact site, but it had the full text of the Constitution of No Authority, and I typed in representative, and I copied and pasted the first section, and then every subsequent section that had mention of voting the Congress or representative. And I basically made an abridged version of that. Now, the idea that I have is a simple one, but I don't know whether it would work or not. The idea is that I present the abridged version to some sort of elected official at the city or county level and basically tell them, look, you've been served. You have 72 hours to publicly resign for the following statements outlined in this pamphlet. If you don't, I will take you to third-party private arbitration where you are certain to lose.
Okay, so hold on. Wait a minute. So you want them to, let me see if I'm following you. You're going to take excerpts from Lysander Spooner, who is a writer from the late 1800s, who wrote some really great essays and pamphlets on, and maybe a book. I don't know what all the hell he wrote, but he ran basically a competing service to the post office and wrote some really awesome essays that were essentially... He wrote some really awesome essays that essentially, you know, stuck it to the government, essentially said, yeah, we don't need this crap.
Right.
I don't consent, and I appreciate the viewpoint on that. So you want to take some excerpts from Lysander Spooner, you want to give it to a city councilor or a state representative, and then you want to tell them they have 72 hours to resign unless you're going, and if they don't, then you're going to take them to an arbitrator. On what basis would you be taking them to arbitration?
Well, the basis would be that they have been pretending to be my so-called representative or agent without my consent and against my will.
But you don't have but the arbitrator doesn't have any kind of power to hear those cases. You understand that, right? Like,
that is,
arbitration is a private service that is available to people in the marketplace who have a contract, basically.
Right.
And so if you have a contract with, let's say, a cell phone company or a landlord or something like that, which specifies that your contract is subject to arbitration rather than going to the court system, which is the way a lot of private contracts are written because the court system's so slow and expensive and just awful in general. So, you know, you generally have to have a contract to go to an arbitrator in the world in which we live, and you don't. So you could try to take them to a government court, but that's not going to fly either.
I can't take them to the courts because the courts would laugh me out of the courtroom. They wouldn't.
That's correct.
Yeah, they definitely would. Yeah.
They definitely will. I mean, basically, you're going to get ignored. I mean, that's what's going to happen here. You're going to give this to the state representative. They're going to ignore you. And then if you tell them you're going to take them to arbitration, the arbitrator is going to ignore you. They're going to say, I'm sorry, you don't have a case here.
But with all that said, you're right on all counts.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to get ignored. But it doesn't mean it's not a worthwhile effort. I find it kind of intriguing just the basis of what you said. Here's a very well-established libertarian mind in Spooner, and how does that actually apply to where we're at in today's government system? And is there a case to be made for fraud? So why not write a pamphlet? Why not take a lesson from Lysander Spooner and write pamphlets explaining why this whole thing's a fraud?
I don't have the eloquence to do what Lysander Spooner did. He's got this gravitas with his writing that, well,
gravitas. Come on, man.
Now, who would he give the pamphlets to, Chris, if he was going to write up these pamphlets?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways that you can publish these days, of course. I mean, all you need is a website, number one. There's websites like Medium that anybody can write to and put stuff up there. And finally, you could actually monetize this by doing it as an e-book, you know, an e-pamphlet on Amazon or something like that. I'm just spitballing, throwing out ideas here.
I have one idea that might work as sort of a plan B, which is if they will not resign in 72 hours for the reasons listed in the abridged version of the Constitution of No Authority, I could, theoretically speaking, take that to the Wenatchee World, which is my local paper, newspaper, and I could tell them, hey, I presented this to one of the county commissioners or to...
Yeah, you could certainly write up an editorial piece for the newspaper and see if they'll publish it. Sometimes local papers are looking for, you know, interesting opinion pieces from their readers. That might be an option for you, Parker. Good luck. Thanks for the call tonight. Let us know how it goes if you decide to do that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. We'll talk about sex toys coming up.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the Reefer Madness that is happening down in New Jersey, where the prohibitionists are going crazy. They're getting desperate. They are lashing out against the idea of cannabis legalization. with some of the most laughable and desperate tactics. Chris has that story. We're going to get into it coming up here in moments. But I do want you to know about AnyPay.Global. If you are a cryptocurrency fan and you also happen to be a manager or an owner of a retail establishment, you really need to look into AnyPay.Global. If you've been wondering, how do you accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash or one of the Litecoin, for instance, there's several of them that you can accept through AnyPay.Global, and they make it so easy. And Chris, you know this. You use it in your store.
Put it this way. My girlfriend can successfully process transactions using AnyPay, and that is a first for crypto point-of-sale systems.
Meaning she has not been successful at any other point-of-sale system?
It's been very challenging over the years, let's just say that.
Yeah, so that's a real endorsement, yeah. And it works so well. It's so easy. And really the most important part, besides the ease of the use for the cashier, it's super easy for them.
Yeah.
It's also really easy behind the scenes. The sign-up could not be simpler. In fact, I've even argued it's too simple.
Right.
Because it's so basic, they don't even check your email to make sure you made a mistake.
Right.
So if you make a mistake, you're screwed. So you got to make sure you sign up correctly over at AnyPay.Global. But really, there's no checking. There's no forms to fill out. There's no government hoops to jump through. There's no application process. There's no approval process.
Nothing.
You just go. You open the account. If you've already got a tablet at your point of sale, you're already halfway done. You go to AnyPay.Global. You create an account. You put your Bitcoin or your other crypto wallet addresses in their setup page. Mm-hmm. And then you load the app on the tablet. That's it.
So simple.
You're done. I mean, we're talking maybe 10 to 15 minutes total time if you don't already have, like, a crypto wallet, because then you'd have to download a crypto wallet. Anyway, super easy. Go to AnyPay.Global. It really could not be any easier than what they've done there, and it's awesome, and it looks great, and it's super great to use at a point of sale. AnyPay.Global. As we go to your calls, coming up, the prohibitionist madness continuing in New Jersey. But first, we've got Matthew. He is in Louisiana and watching us on our webcam through cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Matthew.
Or on YouTube. Hello. How are you doing, Ian? Hey. And hey. Ian? Because according to Luke, everybody is Ian.
Well, there is a strong argument.
I listen to that guy, and I'm like, wow.
Okay, so you're referring to a guy, for our listeners who don't know who you're talking about, and they shouldn't, but listeners just tuning in here tonight, there have been a few, there's a couple people who have been calling the show over the last week or so, and one guy from Australia calling himself Luke, who is obsessed.
From Australia.
He's obsessed, basically, with me and the other hosts on the show.
Anyway,
he's really upset. He believes we've said all kinds of things that we haven't actually said on the air, and believes he has proof that we've said those things, and whenever he provides the proof, we poke holes in it and show him that it's not true what he's saying, and he's just in some sort of crazy belief that it is true, and so even when you can prove that it's not, he just ignores it because it's cognitive dissonance for him. It would destroy his worldview.
Right.
And his worldview is that we're all a bunch of sick pedophiles, and that's his viewpoint. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, the only thing I was thinking was about that guy was it sounds like the same sort of stuff that hounded Milo out of his job at Breitbart. And
this is Milo Yiannopoulos, who's an alt-right, like a gay alt-righter guy.
Yep.
Right. He's an interesting character. I highly recommend, if you can get a hold of any of his earlier works when he was with Breitbart. I don't agree with everything he says, okay? I don't like fat shaming and some of the stuff he said, but the way he said it was just so funny.
Okay.
And so I'm like, jeez, I'm paid. These people are nuts. But one of the things you were talking about, I think you were discussing Borat or Sacha Baron Cohen.
The latest
doing this
character.
New thing. Right,
yes,
right.
The guy who created Borat, the guy who created Ali G, Sacha Baron Cohen, is now doing a new series on Showtime, which I am in love with. I think it's fantastic. It's called Who is America? And it has aired two episodes so far. The third episode will likely be aired tomorrow night. And if you enjoyed any of his previous work, you're going to love this. So, yeah, you definitely want to check it out. What's that have to do with the Australian guy?
Oh, no, absolutely nothing. This is a total divergence.
Unrelated. Gotcha.
But he was talking about, you know, this poor guy with the Virginia Defense League who should have known better after their experience with Katie Couric. He should have known that anytime you do an interview or anytime you somebody says they want to interview you, you always record the session.
Oh, to have, your own version. And if they won't let you do that, that's a sign, look out, right? Like if you say, oh, yeah, I'm happy to be interviewed by you, but I'm just going to have my own cameraman over here who's going to record the whole interview.
I trust you.
And if they say, well, no, we can't let you do that, then that's when you say, well, I guess you don't want to interview me that bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. But they tricked this guy into, like, you know, guns for three-year-olds. And so it caused me to think, to combine... People are always afraid that their children are going to be attacked by pedophiles.
Mm.
And so I'm thinking to myself, well, if they had a suitable weapon, they wouldn't be attacked by pedophiles. So what is a suitable weapon? I've got it.
For a
tongue
three-year-old?
Firmly planted in cheek. Yeah.
Huh?
Tongue firmly planted in cheek, tell people.
Okay.
Okay.
A 50 caliber Action Express in a scandium frame fired from a chest plate.
Okay. I got the visual there. Sure. Okay. So you just put that on your three-year-old. And
right.
when
that
uncle comes to
will
work.
Cause your three-year-old to disappear from the scene.
That's true. That is true.
They might even go
would
faster
probably
than
break
life.
Their entire body would be my guess. Anyway,
well, no,
interesting
you
proposal.
To absorb the shock.
Right.
Sure, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're going to distribute a 50 cal through a three-year-old's body.
It's a strange joke, but thank you for the call, Matthew. I don't know how to respond to it.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. He's referring to the skit, I guess you could say, that appeared in the first episode of the Who is America, which is
I haven't
Sasha.
Watched it yet,
you,
but I will.
You really ought to.
I will.
The Sacha Baron Cohen show that airs on, again, as I said, Showtime on Sunday nights. The very first episode, they had this guy from the Virginia Defense League who, you know, has been on television before. Mm-hmm. I think his name is Van Cleve, Philip Van Cleve, if I'm not mistaken. And he was snookered into just going along with the most ridiculous skit, I mean, for lack of a better term,
right.
The most ridiculous video that they produced with him, where they have him holding guns with stuffed animals on, you know, like attached to the gun, and the whole thing was called the Kinder Guardians. He was talking with this character who was Sacha Baron Cohen in a severe amount of like facial makeup and latex,
right.
Who acted as though he was part of the Mossad and got him to, you know, kind of do this video for small children.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Major wildfires continue to burn in the Northwest, forcing thousands from their homes. The largest at this point is the so-called Car Fire, burning near Redding, California.
I can confirm that we're up over 80,000 acres now on this fire.
Cal Fire Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says more than 500 homes have been destroyed. 40,000 people have been evacuated. So far, 5 people have died, and at least 12 area residents have not yet been accounted for.
At this time, the blaze is only 5% contained. The Cranston Fire in Southern California is now more than 12,000 acres and is believed to be an arson fire. A man has been arrested and charged. And the Ferguson Fire near Yosemite continues to burn. Yosemite National Park is now closed until at least next weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up what you want. It's open phones, as always, here on the radio on our live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
Also, want to make sure that you know about Liberty.menu. It is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, then you really need to go to liberty.menu and get signed up there. It's free to use. You can put up whatever thing that you do. If you have a business or more than one business, you're an entrepreneur, you want to put the things that you do up there for other libertarians to find out about your products and services so they might actually hire you to do whatever it is that you do, go to liberty.menu, get your items up there, get the things that you do listed. It's essentially, at its core, a business directory for libertarians. But it also has events listings and digital content for content creators. You can put your stuff up there, too. So, plus, there's a bit of a social network aspect to allow you to connect and share with others. You can, of course, rate and review those businesses that you have done business with. Go to liberty.menu. And don't forget, you can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, on your user profile to get a Free Talk Live listener badge over at liberty.menu. Let's continue with your calls, your thoughts. We go to John. He's in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hey, John.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just wanted to mention, I know you guys haven't hit the topic yet about the New Jersey marijuana deal.
Yeah.
But, I'm calling from, like you said, here, Dover, Delaware, and we actually just had it up for the first time this year to legalize it for recreational usage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pissed off because it missed by 2 votes. And I'm just wondering, like, who are these people that are voting against legalizing, you know, marijuana for recreation? I mean, we're in Delaware. There's not really much going on. And I know a lot of people that smoke pot.
And it's hard to count the people. It's easier for me to count the people who don't smoke pot.
You know, like there's so many people who smoke cannabis or eat it or, you know, consume or in some way use cannabis, whether it be for medicinal or recreational purposes.
Or have in the past.
Or at some point in their lives.
100%. I even know people that don't smoke the marijuana itself, but there's a CBD joint up the road, and those guys are open for business.
Yeah.
They seem to be doing pretty good. So,
yeah, people swear by CBD.
Not everybody I know. There's very few people that don't smoke, but the reasons they don't smoke that I know of is because of their job. Otherwise,
right.
I'm sure they'd be, you know, recreationally using right alongside me. So that's
John, we all have our circles, right, that we run in. So it's probably more likely that we're more likely connected with the people who are open-minded on this subject. And maybe if you went into, like, some ultra-conservative church crowd, you would... I'm sure there are marijuana smokers there,
right,
but they wouldn't admit it to you. They'd be afraid of being found out. And so, you know, there's got to be... These people exist, but we can't get them to call the show anymore. I mean, a decade ago, we might have been able to...
Right.
Of course not.
Yeah.
They're not listening to the show, I'm sure.
Well, no, there are people listening out there. I mean, people like to listen to things they hate.
There are people listening,
right,
but the people that voted down this bill probably are listening. They're not the type of people that would be into the kind of programming that I believe I'm into.
No, you have to understand about radio. People will listen to things they hate as well, just because they want to, you know, they love to hate.
Right.
So, you know, people listen.
That's a good point.
Yeah. People are listening. It's just they won't call in about it because the position they take is indefensible. And,
they
you know,
really-
It's right. They're going to lose. They won't realize they're losing, but they must at some level understand that they're losing the fight overall. They got to see the writing on the wall. These are all desperate tactics to keep the inevitable from happening, and the inevitable is the legalization of cannabis.
Well, I think there was probably a groundswell in their favor with the election of Trump. I think a lot of the older conservatives probably believed that Trump would put an end to this crazy talk about legalizing marijuana.
Trump's on board with it.
Well, he is or he isn't. You know, I mean, he appoints an attorney general in Jeff Sessions.
Well, he's awful.
He's awful.
But at the same time, Trump had indicated sometime this year that he had supported the idea of the federal government sort of defederalizing control over cannabis and leaving it to the states to decide.
I would wager some point during this year, Trump has said everything there is to say on every subject. So I'm not sure I'm
Fair
tracking
enough.
With you there.
Fair
but,
enough.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
John, anything else
All
you
right,
want to
fellas.
Share? Thanks for the call tonight, man.
Guys. You guys have a good night. Love
hey, I appreciate it, man.
Thanks John. Man.
John there in Dover. You can call in. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Yeah, it's been hard to find somebody to call into the show and take on the position of, yeah, we ought to keep marijuana illegal.
Right. Or we need to make it even more illegal.
Yeah.
We need to start rolling this stuff back. Those people exist.
They do exist.
You know, and I see them occasionally on Facebook. I run in probably a little slightly older generations than you do.
Mm-hmm.
But
the boomers ought to know a thing or two about marijuana. They smoked it back in 1969 or whatever.
They learned what was evil about all that stuff. So they now tell their grandkids, even regardless of what they did, you know. So they're speaking out of both sides of their mouth, just like politicians
mm-hmm.
do.
Let's get into the news, since our caller there brought it up. Perfect excuse to jump into the story from New Jersey. Where's the news source on this?
This is coming from The Hill.
Okay.
And this is a New Jersey state lawmaker who is very scared that marijuana recreational legalization, which they are considering right now in New Jersey, may lead
and
to...
And in many other states.
And many other states is...
what are they up to? 9 states now, I think, with Vermont coming on board? Because I think after the 2016 election, it hit 8 states where it was legalized through ballot measures.
I'd have to do a count, but it just seems
so.
Like it's...
Plus D.C., plus Guam, I think, as
right.
well.
But it's always in the news, and this state is getting closer. They're going to vote on it, so we're hearing this stuff all the time. But in this case, a New Jersey state senator is warning against products with marijuana, such as, quote, sex toys and oils, quote, that could be sold if the state decides to legalize recreational use of the substance. So,
sex toys. That
folks,
could...
you heard it here first.
Huh?
Yes, he is concerned. State Senator Ronald Rice told NJTV this week he believes marijuana is a gateway drug and claimed that when recreational marijuana is legalized, quote, the number of people who've never used any type of drugs goes up substantially in terms of drug use. If, in fact, we legalize recreational marijuana, right across the street from my office, there's going to be put up stores, Rice told the outlet. They want to call them dispensaries. But they're going to be stores that do retail selling.
We should call them drug dens.
They're going to be stores that do retail, selling cupcakes with marijuana, candles with marijuana, sex toys and oils with marijuana.
My God.
Lipsticks with marijuana. All those kinds of products that kids can get and people can get.
Because kids can totally go into these stores and get whatever they want, right?
Yeah, let me just lean way over the counter to hand you your marijuana sex toy, little three-year-old girl. In what world do these people live in?
The kid's going to come dragging his 50 cal in there, too, while he's at it.
Exactly. Rice has long opposed marijuana legalization, and is the leader of New Jersey's legislative Black Caucus.
Thank goddess we finally found somebody to actually take the position against legalization of cannabis.
There you go. He is the leader of New Jersey's Legislative Black Caucus, which has similarly held up efforts to legalize the drug, according to NJTV. The New Jersey legislature is currently debating a recreational marijuana bill introduced by State Senators Nicholas Scutari. Last month, NewJersey.com reported the state is debating various ways to handle the proposal. Assemblyman James Hawley, Democrat, who was part of the state legislation that traveled to Colorado to examine...
I missed the party of this guy, the main guy that we're talking about.
Democrat.
He's a Democrat. Okay.
Yes, he is a Democrat.
He's an anti-legalization Democrat.
You got it.
It's just mind-boggling. Like... I mean, look, I realize the Democrats are drug warriors, too, right? Republicans, the Democrats, they're all drug warriors. They all believe in, you know, empowering the state. But you'd think a black representative from New Jersey would be in touch with, I don't know, more than a few constituents who've been abused by the war on drugs and the war on marijuana.
Yep, I agree.
Welcome to politics. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I want to hear more from this guy. And the fear-mongering that... marijuana is going to bring sex toys laced with marijuana?
You got it. And lipsticks, evidently.
All right, more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Open phones as always here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. The overarching topic tonight so far, cannabis legalization and the ridiculous fear mongering that is going on by one state representative in the state of New Jersey, trying to spread all kind of fear, uncertainty, and doubt about the potential legalization of a plant, a flowering plant that grows naturally and grows on its own, and that the government has been trying for decades to eradicate, and is just now finally, after however many damn decades it's been, it was the 30s when they first made it illegal, but after all these years, almost 100 of them, you know, good 90, 80-something, 90 years of prohibition, we're starting to see a pullback. We're starting to see some legalization across the United States from the West Coast to the East Coast. Not so much in the middle, but, you know, we got California, Oregon, Colorado.
Alaska.
Alaska, and then, of course, on the East Coast, or Nevada. Did I mention Nevada?
Forgot about that one.
And then also on the East Coast, of course, Washington, D.C., Massachusetts, Maine. Vermont just became the state to the first state to do it through the legislative process, so that's noteworthy. And I said Massachusetts and Maine, and I think that's pretty much all that we've got so far on the East Coast. Of course, then there's another 30-something states that have medicinal cannabis and have many of them for many years. So we're going to get back into some of the ridiculous claims here in a moment, but I also want to invite you to our Discord chat, which is a server on which you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners who are there 24/7. There's people in there all the time.
All the time.
There's chat going on, probably more chat than you can keep up with, but it's a different channel, so you want to talk about cryptocurrency, you want to talk about gaming, there's different channels for that, and then there's the channel about Free Talk Live, where during the show you're going to find the most participation. So if you want to go and interact with some of the hosts, you and I are both in there regularly, Chris, and the listeners of the show, some of whom are regular callers, so you'll recognize them, over at discord.lrn.fm. There's an app you can download, of course, for computers and smartphones, but there's also a web version, so if you are anti-app or you just don't feel like it, you can do it on the web, too. Go to discord.lrn.fm, and that'll get you there. As we go to your calls and your thoughts, Willow is first up in Tennessee, listening to WGOW in Chattanooga. Hey, Willow.
It's actually Carl Billow.
I'm sorry, okay. Billow?
That's okay. Yeah, Billow.
Okay. You're on
the
air. Okay.
It happens all the time.
No problem.
First thing I wanted to say was about the cannabis. I mean, they need to look at these states that have been doing this for a few years now and see how their books are, see how they're doing.
They're doing great.
I'm sure the politicians get in and mess it up somehow, but as for right now, it's running good.
Yeah, from what I heard out in Colorado, the revenue from, now I'm not in favor of taxes, but the reality is in order to get this stuff legalized, they're probably going to have to tax it. That's just the political reality.
Yep. Yeah,
they're gonna get their best.
But if you look at the revenues from the taxes, I believe that it wasn't long, maybe just 2 or 3 years into Colorado's legalization, that the tax revenue from cannabis exceeded the tax revenue from alcohol.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
My wife has stage 4 cancer, and we're giving her that OCD oil. We don't care what they say in the state.
It's CBD.
One thing it helps her. Yeah,
CBD.
That's it. That's how much I know about it.
Yeah.
Man, people swear by the CBD stuff. I mean, I've had so many people, and you don't get high off of CBD. Go ahead.
I do the gummies because I'm on dialysis, though, and they help me go to sleep at night, big time.
Wow, that's great.
I mean, how can anyone say anything back to a sick person who says, yeah,
well,
this helps me? How
could anyone say it back is the pharmaceutical places. That's who's controlling.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They're a strong lobby against cannabis. Going. That's true. And that's because anybody can grow the stuff.
Yeah. And they're hugely money.
The thing on Trump is, I'm tired of all these people talking trash about Trump. Until he screws up and they get proof, the actual proof, I'll be the first to oust him.
Well, I mean, he's screwed up in plenty of ways. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
He'll never control us now. That's just not what happened. But the country's running about like gangbusters right now, you know?
Well, it is,
and I'm going to stand. I got his back to it. It's not.
There's a lot of people that feel that way, and I understand that because
it don't matter to me.
Yeah.
They really don't want Pence instead of Trump.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris. You're trying to get your eyes in there.
I love y'all's show. I listen to it every Saturday and Sunday nights when I can.
Thanks. Well, I think Chris had a response for what you were
saying. You're turning me into a libertarian.
All right. Well, keep listening. And thank you for the call tonight. I'll let you respond off the air, Chris. Go ahead.
No, I think a lot of people do feel that, you know, somehow Trump has turned everything around and the country is still headed, you know, glorious direction towards the sunrise and everything's amazing.
I'm not buying it.
I'm not either.
It's propaganda.
And I follow some key economic indicators, and it's not just consumer feelings. I mean, you can look at those and you can see that there was definitely a Trump bump. Consumer confidence went way up and things like that. But, you know, I see some of the actions that he's taking, and particularly in terms of international trade and tariffs. I think it's just an impending disaster. And he seems to be entangling us in more foreign issues than we've been entangled before.
Dude, last night we talked about the quote from Trump. This is as quoted by Reason.com, where he said, if we didn't trade, we'd save a hell of a lot of money. He's talking about this nonsense,
right. This
economic BS called the trade deficit, which is just total propaganda designed to encourage people to believe in protectionism as though that's going to somehow help the United States, when in point of fact, it's actually going to hurt people.
And has historically, throughout the years. You can look at several different decades where economic liberty was at an all-time low. Look at what happened in the 30s. Look at what happened in the 50s when we ran up these huge tariffs, you know, against our trading partners. And, you know, after that, you had this period that lasted from somewhere in the 60s and 70s up to the 2000s of relatively free trade. Now, that doesn't mean... It doesn't mean that the government wasn't monkeying around, but our tariffs were lower than they had historically been in some of these really bad times. And I just you just have to leave things alone, and that just seems to be outside the concept of most politicians.
Well, last night, Derek, and again, if you really want to get into this topic of tariffs, we dug in deep on last night's show. So just go and download freetalklive.com, go download Friday Night Show. But Daryl, one of our co-hosts on Friday night, gave a really great explanation of tariffs. Because when people hear about tariffs, they're like, yeah, stick it to them other countries, right? Like, they put a tariff on that on X good, then we need to put the tariff on X good, which is what Trump is supposedly doing. But the reality of tariffs are, if Trump puts a tariff on something coming in from, let's say, Canada.
Yep. Let's call it wood.
Whatever it is, It's the United States consumer
right.
who pays the tariff.
Yes.
It doesn't hurt Canada. It doesn't hurt the company in Canada. The company in Canada isn't paying the tariff. It's being collected by the U.S. government, and they're collecting it from people inside the United States, from the people who want to buy from Canada.
Small businesses, homeowners, yes, that is exactly what it means. Now,
so it's just extracting more tax money from the U.S. Victims in the United States.
The flawed economic theory is this is going to decrease the market of, let's say, wood from Canada, mm-hmm. and then Canada begins to suffer. But for that to occur, you have to first exact your pound of flesh out of the U.S. taxpayer.
Right.
It's just asinine. And like I said, when you've got as long a history of this failing as you have marijuana prohibition failing. Both of them go back to the 30s, the Smoot-Hawley Acts and all that craziness. It's
basic
insane.
Economics.
It is.
And well, you know, they don't teach that in school.
There's a reason.
And if they do teach it, it's the government-approved version of economics, which has all kinds of, you know, confusion and intentional confusion, I think, built into it. Let's go to Kyle. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
Hey there. You're on the air.
No, this is Larry from Indianapolis.
Wow, they really screwed that one up, Larry. I don't know how they got Kyle out of your name.
You want me to go on?
You are on the air, Larry. Go right ahead.
Hey, look, with the marijuana deal, I think it's so funny. Our attorney general, right? He's a color boy. Well, he's out railing against...
Jeff Sessions?
Jeff Sessions?
Or are you talking about the attorney general in Indiana?
I'm talking about the state attorney general.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's out giving speeches and everything, railing against marijuana. It's a gateway drug, and we don't need it. If I catch anybody with, he's a former 28-year prosecutor, too. Ugh. And then he's out there railing, I'll rebuke anybody that tries to get marijuana in Indiana. So maybe a couple of weeks after that, he goes to a nightclub, drunk or inebriated, and he gets caught trying to stick his hand up four women's dress in the force and stuff.
Wow. Wait, now, has he resigned?
It's Curtis Hill.
Governor, they got a video of him doing it, right?
it's so great.
But okay.
Larry, thank you. Thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it. Man. Great story about another hypocrite. Scumbag politician trying to tell you he's better than you?
Right.
Nope. More come up here. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 next.
Blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.